Blog Talk Radio.
How great is our God? How great is our God? How great, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for every ministry partner, Father God, and their families. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for where you brought us from, where we are, and where we're going. We thank you for the gift of salvation and eternal life in you. Thank you, Father, that you are our Father and you are a good Father. Thank you for loving us so much and, Father, teaching us how to respond to that magnificent love. Thank you. Thank you. Bless our services on today. Father, we are in you and you alone will receive the glory, the honor, and all the praise. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you. And we pray, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you. In Jesus' name, you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Enjoy the services on today. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. It's a spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And it is God who is serving the breakfast. Amen. Glory be to God. Just eat. It's okay to eat. Glory be to God. He said, he who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. So if you're hungry, you've come to the right place. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am the pastor of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries out of Philadelphia. Amen. My pleasure to serve. Amen. We meet on this platform 6 days a week. 666. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we are celebrating 11 years on next Sunday. And we are excited, excited, excited. Amen. This is a high level of expectation, a high level of expectation. Why? Because God is going to meet us at the door. He's going to meet us at the door. Not only is he going to meet us at the door, we're bringing him with us as we come. Oh, my God. Oh, how did now you figure that out? Amen. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. Amen. Glory be to God. And warning everybody to be there. We realize that a lot of our ministry partners will not be able to attend, but we love you anyhow. Amen. And we thank God that your spirit is with us and our spirit is with you. Amen. So we're going to have a lot of pictures. Of course, you know, we'll be posting the pictures on Facebook and stuff like that. Amen. So everybody will know, amen, what's going on. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's also a surprise. There's a surprise. Amen. I wanted you to be there. Those of you that's not going to be there, I want you to be there for the surprise that nobody knows about yet. I haven't shared it with anybody. Not going to share it with nobody either, because that's why it's called a surprise. Amen. And we wanted you to be, we didn't want you to hear about it and see the pictures. We wanted you to actually be in the midst. But that's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have another gathering. We're going to have another feast. Amen. Glory be to God in 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, if we don't have the feast on this side, we're going to have it on the other side. Amen. Because when Jesus come, we going. When Jesus come, we going. Amen. Say. Come on. Amen. To God be praised. Amen, beloved. Amen. We prayed this morning on the 5 o'clock platform on Facebook. We prayed on mindsets. Amen. Mindsets is very, very important. Amen, beloved. Our attitudes. Amen. Our attitude determines your attitude determines your aptitude. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to talk about that a little bit this morning, beloved. Dealing with the wrong attitudes the right way, because look, we all have little raunchy attitudes from time to time. All right. We, you know, that's all of us. Nobody's exempt from that. All right. Even the best of us, even the joyous ones of us, you know what I mean? The ones of us, you know, our faith level's high, our love level's high. But every now and then, come on now, thank God it's better than what it used to be. But we know our attitudes can get a little raunchy. Okay, because we're still in the process of sanctification. We haven't always been saved. We haven't always been sanctified. See? And so now, so we want to talk about that and see what the Bible has to say about that. Remember we said yesterday that we can find in the Bible is the answer for everything. I don't care what you're going through. We can find the answer in the Bible. So let's see what the Bible has to say when we have the wrong attitudes, beloved. How do we deal with that the right way? The right way. Because you could deal with it the wrong way. You could deal with it the right way. Some people are not dealing with it at all. Let's go in our Bibles this morning to the book of James, chapter number 1. I'm just going to read just a couple verses in your hearing, why? Because I just love to read the word of God. Amen. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Amen. So I want to read just a couple verses starting in James chapter 1, verse 19. All right. I just want to read a couple verses. And it begins like this. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and go his way, and straightway he forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. And God's word will never, ever return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. I want us to look this morning, beloved, in verse 21. And it reads like this. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Let me read that in the NIV for you. Glory be to God. Verse 21. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. I feel a jerking. Oh, we talked about this a little bit last night in our Bible study, didn't we? Yes, we did. Amen. That word which is able to save you. He says, lay aside the wrongdoing. Let's read that one more time, because we're not going to be before you that long this morning, I don't think. Every time I say that, something happened. Let me read that one more time for you. Verse 21, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. My God, my God, my God. Beloved, amen. Going back now to the King James, because I'm a King James girl. It says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness. I want us, amen, to begin this morning, beloved, amen, by dissecting, amen, the scripture where we are told to lay apart. Brother James is telling us to lay apart. What is he saying? Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. When James is telling us to lay apart, beloved, it gives a picture of someone who is laying something down, and at the same time, he is pushing it far away from himself. When you, beloved, lay apart, you're putting that thing down and you're pushing it away. Picture it in your sanctified mind. You're holding something in your hand. You're ready to lay this thing apart. So you put this thing on the kitchen table, you lay it down, then you push it away. You push it all the way to the other side of the table. That's what it means to lay apart, beloved. It means to lay something down and push it far away and beyond reach. Sit so far away and you can't even get to it now. Because that's how far you pushed it. Why? Because you have laid it apart, lay apart, the two words, the compound word. And a good example of this, beloved, will be a person who is about to sinfully indulge in eating too much pie. Y'all know how we have our favorite. And I love pecan pie. I love ShopRite sweet potato pie. I like apple pie. I like pie myself. I'm just using pie. We could use anything, all right? But let's just use some pie. I mean, we know we just came out of the Thanksgiving holiday, about to go into Christmas holiday, so it's going to be a lot of good eating. Some of us eat good every day, and that's the way it should be. You should eat good every day. The thing about somebody then that's about to sinfully indulge, now they already had one slice of pie. They know they ain't got no business going for another slice of pie. You going to sit there and end up eating the whole pie. And I know some people that do that too. Oh, glory be to God. But then that person suddenly realized what they are doing. instead of diving into that extra piece of pie and eating it because they know they shouldn't, they choose instead to lay it back on the table. The pie is not going to my mouth. I don't need this pie. I'm going to put this pie back on the table. And then after I put it on the table, I'm going to deliberately shove it away. Because I don't want to overindulge. Not one more time. That person sets it down, pushes away. What are they doing? They're laying apart. That person lays it down and pushes it away. No, no, I don't want it. I'm not drinking this. No. Y'all see they do it on TV all the time. They put it on the table. They push it away. All the way. Just slide the liquor glass. This is all the way down the counter. Lay it apart. I don't want it no more. And so this is the idea, beloved, that James is telling us when he tells us to lay apart all filthiness in our lives. He says here, lay apart all filthiness. You have to deliberately, intentionally set it down and push it far away from you. And you notice that we have to do it. It didn't say God was going to do it. The same way we're told in the scriptures, we're told to put on the armor. We're told to mortify our flesh. You see, beloved, when we do this, got to do that. Faith is an action word. And folks sitting around just waiting for God to do this and waiting for God to take this habit from you and waiting for God to take this attitude from you, God ain't taking nothing from you because you're not ready to give it up. God's not going to move against your will. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So, beloved, in New Testament times, this word here, lay apart, was frequently used to describe someone taking off his dirty clothes at the end of the day. How do you deal with your dirty clothes at the end of the day, beloved? Think about it. At the end of the day, you take off your dirty clothes and what? And you put them in the clothes hamper, right? That's how we deal with our dirty clothes. James uses this illustration to explain, beloved, how you must deal with the wrong attitudes and actions in your life. They got to be dealt with. You don't go to bed in your dirty clothes, do you? I hope you don't. You take the dirty clothes off. You lay them apart. And so, beloved, the same way you don't go to bed with your dirty clothes on, you shouldn't go to bed with the wrong attitudes. Because he tells us to lay apart our filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Beloved, you must deal with them like a set of old filthy clothes. You say, I'm taking these dirty clothes off. They dirty. I'm taking this attitude off. I'm taking this off. I'm taking this off. I'm laying it apart. I'm laying it apart. Wherefore lay apart. You see the faith? You see how the word of God works when we work it? You see, beloved, how we got to put a little effort in this thing? I don't want it no more. I don't want this attitude no more. I don't want to be thinking like this. I don't care if they did me wrong. I don't want to be thinking like this. I'm not responsible for how other people treat me. I'm only responsible for how I treat other people. I don't want this attitude no more. I don't want to carry this offense I don't want this attitude. I don't want this stinking thinking. I don't want it. Glory be to God. Beloved, you must get real. You must deal with it. You got to deal with it. You got to want it. Be not, we prayed on it this morning at 5 o'clock. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are you walking around in the same dirty clothes that you had on yesterday and you went to bed with it? Or when did you bathe? Are you going to take a bath and put on the same dirty clothes? Well, my God, you've been wearing the same dirty clothes all week. What's up with you? It's no different, beloved, when we have, amen, the wrong attitude and a dirty attitude and a filthy attitude and an ungodly attitude. It's no different from your neighbor that's wearing the same dirty clothes every week. So before we start judging people about their dirty clothes and how they stink, we have to examine our own selves and our attitudes, because guess what? If we don't take off that dirty attitude, we start to stinking too. We stinking. You have to decide, beloved, to get rid of those bad attitudes. So let's read the scripture in the Greek. It says this, you must make the choice to remove those filthy, stinking garments from your life. Permanently lay them down and then deliberately push them out of your range forever. I think somebody made a song. I laid down my old filthy garments. Glory be to God. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That's why I'm happy tonight. Come on, somebody. So I'm taking it off and I'm pushing it away. I don't want it no more. Y'all remember those of us that used to smoke? I used to smoke about 45 years ago. No, longer than that, closer to 50. I used to be a smoker, and I was just smoking because I worked with, I was around a lot of old heads, amen. They were some classy women, though. Oh, my God, they were some classy women. I learned a lot from these women, but they were smokers. They were smokers, and I would smoke. Glory be to God. And I was just smoking to be smoking. I never enjoyed smoking and never agreed with me. Glory be to God. I mean, I had it bad. I mean, trying to smoke in the shower, standing on the bus stop smoking, going down the supermarket shopping smoking, because back then you could do that. I'm sitting in a car full of people and we got the windows up because it's cold and I'm smoking. In the restaurant, smoking, blowing in people's faces. It's just ignorant. So I remember at first when I tried to stop, I said I was going to stop. Amen. And I would go to the trash can and break the cigarettes in half. And glory be to God. And then half an hour later, I'd be right at the same trash can trying to put cigarettes back together. Trying to put them cigarettes back together, get me another puff. Amen. Glory be to God. But I bless the Lord. Amen. Glory. But this is even before my salvation. When I made up my mind I ain't want to smoke no more. Amen. Glory be to God. I never went back to a cigarette. And I want to thank God for that. Amen. Beloved. But some of us know what that's like. Amen. You say you're not going to smoke. You go back for the seat. You say you're not going to drink. No, you say you're not going to do that. Amen. And then a couple days later, here you go running for it again. But beloved, here when he tells us to lay aside, that means we put this thing down and we push this thing out of reach, that even if we want it, it's too far for us to get it. We don't We don't want it, and we're not going back to it. Beloved, that's what we have to do with our attitude. That's how we deal with the wrong attitudes. Attitude determines our altitude. As you think, so are you. You are no more than your thoughts. Beloved, when you think low, you become low. Your thoughts. There's so many scriptures in the Bible about thoughts. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, to take on the mind of Christ until Christ be formed in you. Don't be conformed, be ye transformed. All type of scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. Our thoughts. See, and you cannot allow the devil to put darts and plant seeds, beloved, in your mind and in your heart and get you locked into the negative. And here we talking mean, we acting mean, we thinking mean. Why are we doing all this? Because of our thoughts. Everything begins in your head. That's why our spiritual armor begins with the helmet of our salvation. You got to cover your head. You got to cover your thoughts. You have to saturate your thoughts. Beloved, you have to master when negative things come your way and negative people come your way and they come in with negative words and actions and insults and intimidations and all this stuff. You got to masterfully be able to turn that negative into a positive. It all depends on how you approach it. It all depends on your response to what is being said. You've come to mess up my day, but no, my day ain't going to get messed up. You come to bring offense in my heart, but I'm not going to allow it to sit here. I'm going to deal with this. Why? Because I refuse, glory be to God, to take on a bad attitude. Because that's only going to bring bad results. A negative attitude can only bring about a negative results. When you're moving in the wrong frequency, you're going to get everything that's there. See? You have the power within you to change your frequency. It's up to you. Glory be to God. This is why the Bible says, as a man, as a woman thinks, so are they. And you talk to people, amen, that do bad things and get caught, and what, they all have a negative attitude. Well, I'm this way because they did this to me, and this is how I was raised, and this and this and this, see? And they never learned how to turn that negativity around with the power of faith, with the power of love, with the power of God's word. So, beloved, amen, we have to deal with, so we're not talking about the wrong attitudes in other people today. We're talking about the wrong attitudes within ourselves. Because we all go there from time to time. You got to catch that thing right away. Because that thing begin to harbor in your heart and build up and build up. Glory be to God. Now the molehill has become a mountain. And that little bitty thing now has to be, now hatred is on that, unforgiveness is on that. And if you're not careful, like David and Saul, now you got murder. Amen. You ready to kill somebody. All because you didn't deal with that situation. You didn't deal with that attitude. And instead of you becoming better, amen, you became bitter. Because you refused to deal with your attitude. Beloved, and Paul tells us, he says, you lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. You do it. You don't need God. God has already given you what you need. You do it. Greater is he that lives in you. You do it. You are more than a conqueror. You do it. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You do it. You don't need God. God, Jesus already did it. He said it's done. It's finished. You need God for what? You just need to make a decision. The same way I made a decision that I'm not smoking no more. I laid them cigarettes down, pushed it to the end of the, pushed it in the trash and never picked it up again. You got to lay it apart, Paul said. You got to take off them dirty clothes. You have to take off that dirty mindset. You put your dirty clothes in the hamper until it's time to be washed. And you say, I'm going to put on some clean clothes. Glory be to God. No longer conform, but transform. I don't want the dirty. I want the clean. I don't want the old. I want the new. I don't want negative thinking. I want to think like God thinks. I don't want to think like the world. I don't want to act like the world. I don't want to respond like the world. I don't want a ghetto mentality. I want to be, get old graciously. I don't want to be mean. I don't want a tit for a tat. Just because they stepped on my toes don't mean I got to step on theirs. Just because they killed my cat don't mean I got to kill their dog. Saints? Just because they was rude don't mean I got to show them how rude I am. And some of us can get rude now. We know how to get with you. But that don't mean you got to go there. I choose to lay it apart. I don't want to go there no more. I don't want to do that. I want to take on the right attitude, a right mentality. I want to think of things that are lovely, honest, virtuous. This is what I want to do. As I close on this morning, amen, in the book of Philippians, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. In the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, this is what I want, glory be to God. Philippians, chapter number 4, hallelujah, glory be to God. Verse number 18, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, amen, hallelujah, verse number 18, and it reads like this. Let me get the right verse. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. To God be prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, God. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. 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 Hallelujah. Okay. Barabakombe de berebekam barabakomba. No, that ain't it either. Wait a minute. Devil. Oh, here it is. Verse 8. I said 18, but it's 8. All right. Here we go. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. There it is, thanks. Think on things that are lovely. Oh, but we like to meditate, amen, on the bad news. We like to meditate on the faults. We like to meditate, amen, on how somebody messed up. We like to meditate on how somebody failed. We like to meditate. Come on, y'all. Y'all know, amen, glory be to God, that negativity. Some of us just holding on to it. We ain't happy unless we heard some bad news and was able to share some bad news. Glory be to God. We quick to hear what we heard on CNN today and on Channel 6 News. Amen. But what about the good news? Did you hear so-and-so? Okay, all right. Now what about some good news? You don't share some bad news. There's enough of that going on. Have you shared any good news today? The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are honest, whatever things are virtuous, whatever things are a good report, think on these things, beloved. That takes work. Because it doesn't happen automatically. It's God super on our natural. And if we're going to maintain a good attitude, beloved, walking in love, walking in joy, walking in peace, walking in forgiveness, representing our Father in heaven, that's going to take some work. That's going to take some work. That the devil going to try his best, amen, to mess up your day. Don't make it easy for him. He's going to try to use somebody to mess up your day. Don't make it easy for him. Love them anyhow. Love them anyhow. Hallelujah. And mean it from your heart. Mean it from your heart. Just say a prayer, beloved. When I see people calling me or coming to me, and you'll have the discernment, you know they're coming to start some crap. Say a prayer. Say a prayer before they come. And every negative word, amen, counter that with something positive. And you can say it without lying. Counter it with something positive. I refuse to be defeated. Oh, no, 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 no. I am not responsible for how you treat me, but I am responsible for how I treat you. God is not going to hold me responsible for how you treat me. Matter of fact, God is going to, amen, judge you for how you treat me. But God is also going to judge me for how I treat you. What did Jesus do? They came to Jesus' cross. Jesus maintained a good attitude up to the cross. Now, if anybody was going to get raunchy and ghetto, Jesus, amen, he had permission. If anybody was, what did Jesus do? His attitude remained intact. God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Beloved, you got to choose to walk in love. You got to choose to walk in humility. Glory be to God. God does not give us permission. We don't care what everybody else is doing. Everybody else getting raunchy, let them get raunchy. Everybody else negative, let them get negative. You got to fight, beloved, and ask God to create a little distance from you, because you got to be in the right circle. Glory be to God. And while you waiting on God to do that, God will do it. Because where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. I'm finished. Glory be to God. Let me say this. I want you to know that it's important to realize. Now, James used the analogy of dirty clothes, amen, amen, the same words, amen, to represent our dirty attitude, our dirty thoughts. He told us to lay it aside, but I want you to know it's important to realize that those dirty clothes don't fall off the body by accident. Came home from work, and I don't know, my clothes just fell off. No, ain't nothing falling off. Don't even try it. Ain't nothing fell off you. Glory be to God. To get them dirty clothes off, you had to push the buttons through the buttonholes. You had to unzip the zipper, and you had to slip the clothes off your arms and your legs one piece at a time. Dirty clothes don't automatically come off just because you realize they are dirty. They will come off only if you do something to remove them. And this is exactly what James had in mind, beloved, when he tells us to lay apart filthiness from our lives. Push the button through the buttonholes, unzip the zipper, amen, one leg at a time, one arm at a time. Work it, baby, work it. And take them dirty clothes off. Piece by piece, take it off. Take your dirty thoughts off. Your wrong attitudes, take them off. Lay it aside. When James says to lay apart all filthiness from our lives, he is telling us to first acknowledge what is wrong. That's the first thing you have to do. Acknowledge what is wrong, beloved. Come on, let's deal with the truth. The truth is going to set you free. And after you acknowledge what is wrong, and then take appropriate measures to remove those areas from our lives. If you're going to get free, and if you're going to stay free, it won't happen by accident. You must start taking steps to remove those negative things from your life, to lay them down and push them so far away that you'll never be able to reach them again. Beloved, are you struggling with a sin today? Does a wrong attitude keep trying to conquer your life? If so, you must begin to look at that sin. You must begin to look at that wrong attitude like an old set of filthy clothes that isn't worthy for you to wear anymore. Make the decision, beloved, to step out of every destructive area of your life that has held you captive. And once you make that decision, guess what? The Holy Spirit will give you the power to carry it out. He will give you the power according to the power that worketh in you, exceedingly and abundantly above, according to the power that worketh in you. Amen? Amen. What does your tube look like? The young folks would say, amen, tube. We say attitude. Amen. Young folks would say tube. You can call it tube, attitude, or whatever you want to call it. The question is, beloved, what does it look like? Amen? So we want to learn how to deal with the wrong attitudes the right way. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we ask you to help us step out of the sins and the bad attitudes that have held us captive for so long. Help us know the right steps to take to remove these destructive and unworthy things from our lives. Father, you want us to be free, and we desire to be free. With your help, we know that we can be permanently set free from these negative things, stepping out of them and pushing them so far away that we will never, never, ever, ever pick them up again. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. And this is the word of God that will not return unto him void. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it for today. Amen. Everybody have a good day. We will be meeting at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, and Lord's willing. And then back tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be praise. Okay, I think that's all the announcements. Okay, I'm sure everybody got their little outfit laid out for next Sunday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To God be praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I got mine laid out. I was going to buy a new pair of shoes. I ain't buying no shoes. I'm going to wear the same old shoes. I'm going to dust them off, shine them off. Amen. I will go out and buy me a pair of stockings. That's about it. Amen. To God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. My pleasure to serve you today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember this, beloved. Amen. You are not responsible for how other people treat you. Amen. You're only responsible. God is going to hold you responsible for how you treat them. Remember that. Amen. I love you. I love you, Father God. We say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Thank you. We're going to have a committee meeting this morning. Amen. We have 100 people that's going to be at our event on Sunday. The room holds 200. So I want y'all to know that we're going to be spaced out. And we're going to have a committee meeting this day. And instead of putting 8 at a table, we might put 6 at a table because the tables are huge. And they said we can fix it any way we want. So I just want you to know we're not going to be crowded. It's a 200-room capacity. The room holds 200 people, and we have 100 people. So we're only going to be at 50% capacity. And I believe I have to let her know by Monday we may do 6 at a table instead of 8 at a table. Amen. So everybody's going to be well spaced out. I just thought that was important for you guys to know. Amen. Glory be to God. And everybody's going to have their masks on. Amen. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And God has already done everything else. Amen. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. Father God, thank you for the word of God on today, the word that is able to save us, change us, Father God. We are delivered through the word. We thank you for the word, the whole word, nothing but the word, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Thank you for the word of God, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, as we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would order our steps. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father God, that no plague will come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you. Father God, we pray for everybody who don't know you, that they will have a will to know you. And that somebody that's contemplating something negative today, that their mindset will be changed into positivity. This is what we pray, God, that they won't do that thing that's going to bring devastating consequences. Thank you. Now to him who is, we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Meet you at the altar prayer at 12 and at 9. If we don't meet you there, we'll meet you on Facebook tomorrow at 5 o'clock. If we don't meet you there, we'll meet you back here, same time, place, and station. And if we don't meet you there, we're going to meet you somewhere. Because we don't meet you on this side, we're going to meet you on the other side. Amen, because we're together for eternity. You see why we got to love one another? Because we can't get rid of one another. Your mansion might be right next door to my mansion. And we got to live with each other for eternity. So let's love one another, saints. Amen. I love you. Yes, I do. Pastor Bradford signing out. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Amen.
No, nobody loves me better. No, nobody makes me feel this way. No, nobody.
You're probably saying to yourself,
love me better.
You know this song.
Makes me happy.
But we're going to do it.
Makes me feel this
way. Little different. We're gonna make the devil mad. Turn it up. Come on. Come on. Say it.
First you put your arms around me. Then your love, grace surrounds me.
Then your love and grace surrounds me.
But I fall into your sweet surrender.
Fall into your sweet surrender.
With a love so deep I cannot measure.